one more storyteller tonight. His name was already uttered by Petunia, which is a wonderful introduction. He is the newer of the three hosts of Talking Games. Wonderful dude. He's been with them, what, officially like 2 years now?
Yes.
And I get to hear his tones every Tuesday morning when I edit their show. So you're just going to have to start calling me, dude, and like getting that voice in my ear. This is Callan Tarrant, everybody.
We want to say thank you to Eric for putting this together, the Cards Against Humanity for hosting this, all the nerdologues, all the storytellers and singers. It's really wonderful to be here with you all tonight, so thank you. I am, today I did my first spin class because my girlfriend is a spin lady. She likes taking spin classes. And she's asked me for the last almost 3 years to take a spin class for her, and it's 2017, so let's do something different. And when you take spin class, and you're mean, you don't necessarily work out as much. It, like, kills your throat because you're breathing so hard. So I will take a couple of sips from this occasionally. I wanted to kind of talk to everyone about kind of where I am and where we're all going and what we dealt with in 2016. And I've been laid off twice this year, not because of anything I've done, because of people in charge of companies making bad choices. And it seems like that's where we all are. We're all kind of involved in this large company called human beings, and the people in charge continue to make some really questionable choices that seem to have effects on the people who are just trying to get through the day. And one of the things that is helping me get through the day currently is doing meditation in the morning. And I'm an Oregonian, so I'm born to be a bit of a hippie kind of guy to be interested in meditation, but it's something that really brings me a lot of solace. And tonight, I wrote a guide to meditation for us all to kind of do. So whether or not you've done meditation before or whether this is your first time, I open this to all of you to sit, breathe, and kind of feel it. Don't judge and just kind of listen to what I'm saying. Don't take it too seriously, obviously.
Too late.
But yeah, too late. So eyes open, eyes closed, whatever you want to do. But this is called, Will a Better Resolution Make You Happier? Picture yourself happier. Picture a version of you where any fear or anxiety holding you back is gone. You are carefree and confident in every decision, no matter how big or small you make. Picture a you who is loved by all you can come in contact with. Picture going to sleep every night with zero regret. Picture your job being fulfilling and your hobbies bringing you unending joy and satisfaction. Picture yourself happier with every day better than the last. Picture yourself this happy. Now picture all of this all at once, coming to be where you truly are brave enough to step outside of Western norms because of your life-altering decision to finally purchase a new television. Picture what life was like before even this idea of you and this new television. It's 2016, and no matter how hard you tried, you lost. No, you did. You lost. There are 8, I guess including Logan, 9 people in the world who won 2016. But everyone else lost. Some felt it more than others, but most of the 7.4 billion people currently living on the Earth lost in 2016. Now picture 2017 and a new television with a pixel density of 7.4 billion. The sting of 2016 seems like a distant as the ancient TV in your current home. Now picture that old tawdry television taking up space in your home now. Picture all the bad news it brought you, the sad news of strangers and heroes dying that ruined your day and made you want to kick your television for telling you. Picture every crappy movie or program it ever made you watch and all the hours your television made you waste by forcing you to binge these moderately entertaining programs. Your current television looks like a leaky butter churner compared to what is currently being offered at a big box or internet retailers across this country. And anyone who comes into your home will take one look at your old television and realize you must be a plebe or worse. So for now, take a breath and forget your old television. Picture You at home with your new television, spending time with your favorite people. Maybe you're with Jed Bartlett walking around the West Wing, or seeing your crush of Jon Snow trying to stay warm, wearing nothing but animal skins in his handsome face, or watching that little darling Lisa Simpson continue to grow up. Maybe it's your favorite sports team beating all the other sports teams and defeating your most hated sports team and achieving a historic sports team championship that you can celebrate with your new television. Picture your family circled around you and your new television. Your parents and siblings all see you in new esteem, and any of your past mistakes are forgiven by this incredible new television purchase. Imagine your friends envying your sexy new television, salivating over how thin and glossy it is. Picture yourself basking in the warm glow of your new television with your significant other in your arms. They will not be able to resist you or your 64-inch television screen. Picture yourself happier. Picture a version of you where any fear or anxiety holding you back is gone because of your new television. You are carefree and confident in every decision you make, no matter how big or small, because of your new television. Picture a you who is loved by all you come in contact with because of your new television. Picture going to sleep every night with zero regret because of your new television. Picture your job fulfilling you and your hobbies bringing you new, unending joy and satisfaction because of your new television. Picture yourself happier with each day being better than the last because of your new television, 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 because of your new television. Picture yourself on the showroom floor speaking with a salesperson about purchasing a new television. Have you thought about what type of resolution you're looking for? Your answer, is resolution really that big of a deal? And they respond with a question that will haunt you. Will a better resolution make you happier? Thank you.
Real thinker at the end. I gotta say, Callum, thank you so much for helping us to secure Best Buy as a new sponsor of your story. I was really gonna pull for Columbia College, and then some shit got said earlier, and I don't know what that was.